Hello to all my friends at Game Fix. It's me, Mario. Woo-hoo.
Hey, it's Frank Grillo.
This is Roger Clark.
This is Master Daniel Pacina.
This is Lucy Pohl.
This is John St. John.
You're listening to my favorite,
the Game Fix Podcast.
Game Fix Show.
The Game Fix Show. Yeah, them boys, they're pretty funny.
I think right now in this world, it's all about the crossovers.
We are there. This is happening. This is the next step. I'm telling you right now, man.
It's that wait and attack pattern where they give you an opening and then you have to strike them, knock them down like, I don't know, two or three times, and then you defeat them.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Crazy! Crazy!
Welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish still.
And I'm still Verlaine. You could still go to our website, gamefixshow.com, and you can still watch our recording of our live stream of our weekly recording of our podcast right here if you're not, facebook.com/gamefixshow, twitch.tv/gamefix.
Yes. Like you said, gamefixshow.com, other stuff to find on that website too. You can find our social media. So you could find all the articles that are written up there by Colonel Fancy himself, by Gina herself. All of those are there available for your eyeballs to devour. Right?
That sounds yes. Good.
Yeah, sure. As well as other things as well. But yeah. So Mike is on a little vacation, and he'll probably be back next week. I don't know anymore.
Sabbatical?
Yeah, I think sabbatical is a good word for it, but it's okay. We're going to hold the fort down like we have been doing for like 5 years, right? 6 years. You know, we're encroaching on a very big number as far as the shows go, and yeah, we'll get to that.
I don't know about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to talk some news about Steam, you know, the website where you could play video games through and all that. Yes, that was a very technical way to describe it. Activision Blizzard, kind of on the hot seat. We're gonna get to more of that. And I, Verlaine, I don't know if you remember or not.
I am a robot.
I got robot news. Yeah. It's been a while.
So they lie dormant for a bit.
Yes, of course, yeah. And then on top of that, you know what happens when you run out of cash?
Ah, man, I'm all out of cash!
Yeah, all three games we got to talk about for this month. It is the 1st of August. I had to check my calendar to make sure I knew the right month. Because this year is going really fast. Wasn't it just Christmas yesterday?
I think so.
Yeah, something like that. So, all right. But before we do all of that, let's talk about what we've been gaming. And I do want to give a special shout out to everybody in the Pittsburgh area for Toyapalooza. Thanks for having us. It was fun. Yeah, we'll probably do it next year. That's all I got. Without further ado, Verlaine, what have you been playing?
So let's start out with the little snippets. I got back into Marvel versus Capcom Infinite. The show is very neat. Thanks, Jack. And that was after, like, a little bit ago, you might remember, I started playing Marvel Capcom 3 again, just to dick around. It's cool. Like, I just like the Marvel Capcom thing. That's what I do. So I was playing 3, and then I was realizing that, like, I don't remember it. And it's so crazy because even Marvel Capcom 2, like, that game took up a lot of my life. And when I go back to play it, I can't remember the things. And I think it's because they're all common. So anyways, I started playing the new one because it was on sale for like $8 with all the DLC. So all the new characters. It's pretty neat, I guess. Like, I like it. It's Marvel versus Capcom. So I'm having fun with it. Nice. I also bought The Lord of the Rings, Shadow of War. I haven't gotten back into that. I just installed it, but I plan on beating it. I was at the halfway point where it's like, hey, once you go past this, you can't go back.
Yeah.
That's where I ended, and I haven't played since like 5 years ago.
That's cool, though.
I tried the game from Dusk Falls of Dusk Falls. It's new on Game Pass.
Isn't that the one that's kind of like a story driven type?
Yeah. Deal? So we as gamers lost something that wasn't very important to the gaming society. I mean, that's just a jab. Telltale Games. I mean, it wasn't, you know, like some people don't even like me. I don't really classify it as gaming really. But it was a type of game and it didn't succeed. Obviously, you know, it's very hard. It's got its niche. So the next thing for, I guess we have to come up with a name for gamers who are trying, they're doing their best to become gamers. They're just not pulling it off. These cinematic games where it's like, almost like Dragon's Lair where it'll, or, but not even, it's like, the, you know, a movie and then you get to a choice. Do you do left or right? Choose your own adventure. We've been there, but it's like Detroit Becoming Human minus all of the free will that you may have, all of the control.
So you're on a track is what you're trying to say.
You're not even, yeah, you're just watching a movie go on. But that's not even the thing, because I was like, all right, I could do this, because I kind of dug Quantum Break because of the shows that would happen in between levels. They would give you a half-hour episode. I loved it. I sat there and watched it. So I turned this game on, and it's going. It's starting like a show would start, la, la, la. And then it gets to the animation, and it's seriously like, I don't even know how to explain it, like old Sesame Street try to animate. Like it's a really detailed painting, but it's actually just a shell shaded photo, and then it goes to, so it like fades that way. So how are you doing, son? Oh, did you see about that? You know what I'm saying? I turned it off because they couldn't even film, they couldn't even just film it and let me watch something, so I'm done. But it's out there, so if you are waiting for it and all Game Pass, it's free. I think that's the, you know what I'm saying? Like that's the next kind of game for non-gamers, the sure, next genre. Sure. Some of them are cool, but like even at 12 minutes where it's about choices, you're still playing, you know, it's right, like, right. And then the big one that I've been playing is Multiverses. I actually paid and for the founder pack, it's the lowest pay pack. And because I just wanted to start playing the game and it put me in the beta immediately, which is only a week before everybody else got to play it. And dude, I hate Smash Brothers. I really don't like any of the clones, but I'm really digging this game. And
well, you're good for it. That's why you're probably.
I will be the first to admit that part of it is because I did like invest money.
Yeah.
But then it comes to the fact that like I've been like me and Jack just played like right before the show and like, I'm not bad at the game. I'm learning the game. I'm like doing pretty well at the game when all other games, even place like Battle Royale, PlayStation's All-Stars, like I wasn't, you know, I liked that game, but I didn't know the game. This time I went through all the advanced tutorials. You know, I'm actually sticking with characters. The Founders Pack let me unlock, it gives you a bunch of character tokens. You can earn gold through the game to unlock the characters, or there's also the free rotating characters. I was able to unlock characters and start playing with them. So I've started learning and like, it seems different. It seems like there's mechanics in this game that aren't in Smash, but I haven't played Smash recently, but things like tethering to another player, your teammate and pulling them in and healing them. And some of the teamwork things that go into this game. But I don't know. So far, I like it. I think the best thing about it, especially because it's next gen, is that I can just sit down, turn the game on, be in a match within a minute, be done playing in 15 minutes again. And I feel like cool. Like it's an easy game to just go in, play, and dip.
You know? So seems to just, he says you're not that good.
He's just saying that because he wants to start shit. So I don't know. We'll see if I'm still playing it in a week or two, but one thing that this game has that Smash Brothers fails to do, that Street Fighter fails to do, and that's bring in characters. Now, unfortunately, they started with characters we've seen in games before. Batman, Superman, you know, Harley Quinn, pretty much DC characters. But then they add, you know, the Scooby-Doo characters and the Bugs Bunnies and stuff that we kind of see in all those other clones, like the Nintendo clone. I mean, the Nickelodeon clone has like the goofy cartoon characters. Yeah. But I noticed that this game brings in fucking, there's a character right now from Game of Thrones. And to me, that's pretty, it's a pretty big thing because of the fact that all the other characters not only in this game, but in every other clone, have either come from comic books or video games or cartoons. Mainly cartoons and comic books, unless you're doing Smash. This is an adult live-action show that they just pulled a character from and put in this game. That's number one. Number two, what people don't know, and I told you about it, if you go into the sound options and scroll all the way down, there is actually a check mark box to turn on mature audio. That is intriguing me because I don't know yet if it's, I don't think it's going to be cussing, but I actually think that it's going to be like the things that they say are more adult content-y, like Harley Quinn, and say, instead of saying, I won that one, might say, I just beat you
in the world.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
So that's interesting too, but I'm really psyched about the characters that are going to be put in this.
Chris brings it up, and I was actually going to bring it up, but yeah, here it is, LeBron James. Not only you were talking about a character from a show, this is actually a person in real life in this game.
and the loophole was that it's actually him from Space Jam.
Right.
But it's LeBron James, and that's also something different. Now, so I'm thinking, I like this game's characters. It's like Overwatch kind of, but it's like Mortal Kombat because it's like, dude, all right, so we kind of get where they're going. Mortal Kombat. No. When it comes to characters, this is like Mortal Kombat. Okay. Because once they start introducing a character, you're like, I can see where this is going. They put in Predator. Then they put in Alien. They put in Jason. They put in Freddy. You get an idea. So now with this game, you've got, dude, they could end up putting Michael Jordan in it because of Space Jam. They could put Rick and Morty because they already have a Rick and Morty level and a Rick and Morty item that Bugs Bunny uses. They could pull anyone from any WB property now because they've already said, rating does not matter. They took a character from an R-rated show and put him in this game. That's what's selling me the most on it. Back to you, Jim.
I guess I could say that I did play it.
Yeah, you have unfortunates.
I'm having terrible issues with it. Every time I go to play a game online, I get to the point where it counts down and about to go in, and then it just kicks me out every single time. I'm yet to play an online game with multiverses. The only thing I've played so far is the tutorials, and that's it. I was hoping maybe we could play you and me versus AI, just something. Nope, still kicks me out. So I don't know what's wrong with it. I don't know what's going on. I've looked up to see, apparently other people are having problems, but the problems that they tell you what to do with them are nothing that I was like, no, this is not going to work. That's not what I'm looking for. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know why I'm going to have to delete it and re-download it. Maybe that has something to do with it. I have no idea, but I'm pretty kind of disappointed, right? This would be pretty good. And I don't know. No, Jack, it's probably, it's Series S issue. Of course he's going to go there. I don't know about all that, but because I was online and other people didn't have that issue. Cause I did look that up, Jack. Thank you. Maybe it's just the Series S, but no, it's not. It sounds like there is a problem, but it's not it's with all consoles. Sorry, Jack. So yeah, so that's the one I've been trying to play, but yeah, we'll get to it eventually. A game that I mentioned last week that I did get a chance to play a little bit more of is a game that you've been telling me to play for the last, I don't know, 2 years or so, and it's on VR, and it is We Expect You to Die. I got the first one. There was a 30% discount which I used towards it. It's pretty awesome. It is exactly the type of game that I enjoy. I like solving the puzzle and getting to a certain point. I got to, I'm underwater. I'm in a, I don't know, some kind of,
I don't remember. It was a long time ago that I was telling you to play this game. It's sweet, dude. The game is, I love that they don't tell you anything. They don't tell you anything, and you're just there, and you got to figure it out. And some of it's just instincts, dude, and instincts work in this
game. And I totally did it. Yeah, that's what I was just like, oh, what if I tried this one? Oh, yeah. And then I tried it, yeah. In the sub, yeah, in the sub. That was, or you know what? Maybe I did get past the sub. Now that I was on the route, an edge of a building, and I had a breakthrough.
Doing the window washing.
Yeah, the window washing. Is that after or before the sub? I think that's after.
The car's first. I don't remember. First. I really don't remember, but it gets fucking better, dude.
Yeah, it's cool. It's fun, and I'm gonna get to it a little bit more as we go. That's before. Okay, cool. So it goes car, window, sub. So I'm in the sub, right? And I've gotten to the point where I've refueled and, you know, took the grenade out of the little gear and all that. And I did everything. And I'm at this point, I'm ascending. But then everything goes wrong and then I die. So I have to figure out why that's happening. And I haven't gotten that far yet.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember that game. I should play it again.
Yeah, it's
fun. I do want to get the second one.
Yeah. I highly suggest it. It's pretty good. I did play a round of Naraka. Did I say it wrong?
Yep. No, you said it right.
Yes. Pretty much I only played a match last night because I was trying to figure out if the online was broken because of multiverses, but no, it worked completely fine. So I don't know. It's weird. We're going to have to figure it out. Some of those kinks and why this is happening, but yeah, we'll get to that. So, all right, well then let's start the show. Let us know what you guys have been playing. We'd like to know. Absolutely. Chris did say that he's playing Crash Bandicoot. So that's cool. Probably trying to get as many, achievement points as he can. Cause he's over, I don't know, 4 billion or something like that. Anyway,
700 million.
Something like that. I'm sure he's going to tell us as soon as he can, as soon as he types.
I'm at like 63,000.
No. Oh, you do? Yeah. I have like 30. So the time trial pisses me off. Well, you know, it's called a hard game. That's what's the thing. Yeah. So, all right, let's talk about Steam here. So Steam has been blocked in Indonesia alongside of Epic Games and Origin. Is this something that we expect to happen more in the future, or is this just a isolated incident? I kind of lean towards isolated, but what do you think?
Well, what's the reasoning?
Because
it's all on the, a lot of the reasons, like Xbox and PlayStation were banned in China forever, and it was just because of whatever their stupid little laws were. You know what I'm saying? So in that case, it's not.
Yeah, they're saying new regulations for multiple large gaming services, including Steam. Apparently, the companies failed to meet a deadline to comply with the changes to registration requirements in the Southeast Asian country. So that's why they shut them down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like.
Well, I think they'll probably just fix the issue. It's nothing that'll spread because they'd be quick as shit. Huh? No, the issue will stay. I think that. No. Well, no, because you got to think, like, they didn't mention anything about like Nintendo, Xbox, PlayStation. So it's specifically these like third parties, which if you really like, those are the most dangerous ones, anyways. That's how like hackers and shit get in, and those are the accounts that get hacked and taken over.
Yeah, right.
So like, it's something small, dude. I think in this case, the companies will just they'll either not do it because it doesn't matter, or they'll do it because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it was so didn't matter that they didn't get to it right away. But I don't think it'll spread anywhere. At least, if the United States did something like that, they would be on that. They'd change it immediately, or they'd send it to court and it would take too long. And so, I don't know.
Yeah,
it just sucks to be them, bro.
Yeah. Apparently a couple of people have been like assisting this and trying to get it to move forward. But at this point they're kind of at a stalemate. So I don't know how long this is going to take. And if you're in Indonesia, I don't know. How many listeners do we have in Indonesia?
I don't know.
Probably not a lot.
Zero to none.
Yeah, probably zero to none. But I guess this is a thing. It could happen anywhere, especially if there's regulations that they don't meet. So
in Australia, they ban games in Australia that we don't ban here. And Australia is like, I think of them as another United States. You're welcome. Yeah. And they get games that are, you're almost like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, why would they ban that? Even their citizens are like, why are they banning this? But it happens, and that tough shit. They have to deal with it.
Yeah.
They don't get PlayStation, the cloud service. They don't get it because obviously all the servers are here in Japan. So they haven't really implemented it there yet. So like their whole tier system of PlayStation is different. Oh, well. You know, they have to. They're used to it, though. No one there is like picket or like striking, and so yeah. Oh, yeah, sucks to be Indonesia.
It does suck to be Indonesia. I'd think. I'd say.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, mine kind of takes us off this topic. It's another Steam thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, shit. I was lucky enough to fucking get a hands-on with the fucking Steam Deck. The portable Steam.
Why didn't you tell me?
I did. I told you guys in a text message, but that's it.
Oh, I don't remember that.
My boss got it, and he knows I'm a gamer, so he's been on the waiting list, and he's been updating me, keeping me updated. He was supposed to get it in October. Comes in like last week on his last day, and he's like, I got it in a bag. Dude, the thing is amazing. It's big, first of all. It's like, it's almost like almost as wide as my laptop, like the base of it.
Yeah.
Take off maybe 2 or 3 inches. It's comfortable as shit. It's like square, and it's got the two shoulder buttons, you know, but it's also got where my fingers are on the screen, like in the back of the phone, the back of the controller, two more buttons. So for your ring finger and with pinky and ring finger or ring finger and middle finger, there's a button. So there's two on the back, two on the top, then all the regular normal buttons, the control sticks. It's like a PlayStation. So the pad and the buttons are on the outside, and then the control sticks are on the inside. It's not like cross angle, you know what I'm saying? Like Xbox does it. The screen is huge. The graphics are amazing. The only thing I didn't try was online play because he didn't have any online games. Once I see that working, like, dude, this thing will destroy the Nintendo Switch. If you play Nintendo Switch solely for Nintendo Switch games, it's still going to destroy it because it's an open source. So people are going to put emulators on there. Eventually maybe they won't be able to play all that yet, but still, like, portable system. This is probably the strongest portable gaming system ever fucking made. Wow. Ever made. I mean, it's pulling shit off without using the cloud. So if you add the cloud onto this machine, I mean, as long as you have the internet, it's playing it seamlessly.
Wow.
The thing is
pretty cool.
It's amazing. And so I was looking at it and looking at all the inputs, and there's not really any. There's one for, I think there might be a headphone jack. There's a plug. And then there's one that looks like it's like a micro SD, but I don't think it was. I think it's for external. My point is, another thing we heard a while ago was that Valve is, and we've just actually heard it a couple of weeks ago again, is Valve is working on a VR, their own VR, hence Alexa coming out, or Alex, Half-Life Alex was one of their things. If this is true, and this is also kind of like my speculation, but they will destroy Oculus and the Nintendo Switch in one fell swoop. Because even with the Oculus, if you plug the Oculus into your laptop, instantly the graphics and everything become better. So it's built to like know the power is going to. Jack plays games all the time together with me, and they'll describe the differences in what it looks like when he's plugged into the computer and I'm just solo, like with the Oculus.
Right.
So if their headset works like that, because I mean, even competing in any kind of way, you have to have free motion. Oculus made it that way. You have to be able to move a lot. You can just plug this shit into the Steam Deck. That thing, being as powerful as it is already, will automatically double the processing power of the VR system, which would make it the best VR unit because it's still portable and it would be the strongest thing out there.
Wow.
I suggest everybody keep a fucking lookout for this because they're already starting to send out all the Steam Decks ahead of time. Ahead of time. They're telling people October and giving it to them 2 or 3 months before.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. Yeah. So, I mean, like, how often did you do that? Because, I mean, you weren't on last week's show, but like, we were actually talking about like all of these different delays that keep on happening. And why is this happening? By the way, we solved it. It's not going to happen anymore.
What?
That's why they're saying it early is because of us.
Okay, cool. I was wondering why. I'm like, damn, they say something?
Yeah. So let me preface. Only if they listen to us, then they'll save it.
Yeah.
But they probably don't. Well, it's okay.
Jack's got a point. Portable VR. And that's like right now. I mean, Oculus is kind of portable. You can, if you have a good, well, no, you need Wi-Fi. I guess you could try to tether, but even if you don't, like, as long as you're not in sunlight, which is something I want to play, is try to get a soccer field and play. But like, yeah, portable VR. I mean, it's dangerous, but shit, dude.
Yeah.
That can start a whole new business. I'll start a business. Shit. You make portable VR and I will like make it so like you rent out huge halls. Fucking just like.
Where are you going to get that?
God, dude.
Yeah, you don't have any money. Come on. But I will, I'll back you. I'll back you. I don't have any money either, but I'll back you. How's that? Was that cool? Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, I definitely want to look for that. I've been kind of looking at it too. But like, I don't play a lot on my PC, but like, you know, I do play on console and everything. So yeah, that's something that I would definitely want to look into more for sure. Yeah. Very, very cool. All right. You good? Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I'm good. That was, I need to get that out. It was a fucking, it was a treat.
Yes. It was a treat. Well, good, good. Wait, how was it heavy?
It's a little heavy. Yeah. I think it felt heavier than the Switch for sure, but it felt way more comfortable holding and playing the game. I dicked around with Fable, which the remaster looked amazing on this thing. But I was just, you know, 3D game dicking around going, and it felt
kicking
like
chickens. Kicking chickens like they're kickballs.
Yeah.
Something like
it's got that. The touch screen. But I could see it getting a little heavy, like if you were holding it a lot. So yeah.
You need like some kind of like neck thing that like holds it up.
Yeah, maybe.
You could just play like this.
If they're smart, you can just put it into a fucking screen and just then it's a Wii U.
Yeah. Yeah, that or you could just like open it up on your PC and play it like that.
Yeah, true. You don't even need it. Get tired, just go to your PC.
You don't even need it. Yeah, why do we even talk about it? Yeah. All right. When you are a billion-dollar company, okay, there's certain things that you don't do, right? Then again, if you're not a billion-dollar company, there are certain things you don't do too, right? In this case, you don't steal. Blatantly steal. And I am talking about Activision Blizzard. They are, like I said at the beginning of the show, they are kind of on the hot seat. At least I think they are. They have stolen a indies artist design for Call of Duty Vanguard. Can you prove this? I mean, I can't personally prove it, but there is a picture kind of like showing you what they did and what was pretty much the same. Here, I'll pull it up. So if you might want to look it up online if you don't believe me, but so to the right is the first one, right? And then to the left is the Vanguard. It's pretty much exactly the same.
No, right? Wait, I think it's the left is the original, and on the right is the Vanguard pack.
Oh, because that's the Fury or whatever they called it, right? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean, but either way, it's still exactly. The side satchel, the elbow pad, the even the neck like wrap that he has around his neck there.
Even the breed of dog, like this is there have been things that have happened like this before. If whether it's a famous person saying they took their likeness, or whether remember Booker T and his little thing, and then they were comparing his wrestler and mm-hmm. it similar, but it wasn't exact. This is fucking exact.
Yeah, there's no
there is no similar. This is exact. This is that character, just shaded a little in the dog areas and more. There's better lighting and grayer fur on the dog. Other than that, it's the exact. Everything is the patches where they are, the gun, the style of clothes. That's amazing that would fly. Someone definitely had to have lost their job. Now here's the thing: if people aren't losing their job for this, it's going to never stop.
Yep.
Because that's crazy to even have that much skill and then end that job and then even be like, look what I created for our game. And then they're like, okay. But I mean, it's just so like, that's, I don't know. That just goes against myself. That's just not honorable. Like,
yeah, I mean, we've heard, like, you know, the little guys kind of doing their thing, kind of stealing, you know, what the big guys are doing. But, like, this is the opposite. This is something from, you know, stolen from an indie. But, like, see, that's the other thing. Like, this is one of those. I mean, Vanguard, right? A Call of fucking Duty Vanguard is one of a bigger games out there, right? So it gets the most eyes on it, right? So who are you saying that no one would notice, right? Like, I mean, if it was like another smaller game, you'd never hear about it. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't even be a thing and be like, whatever. But, like, there's got to be at least one person that has seen it before. You know what I mean? Like, at least one. I'm sure there's thousands, mm-hmm. but I'm just talking, like, at least one, right? And that's all it really takes. And it's just like, what, you didn't think they were going to notice? I don't know. It just seems stupid. It seems, why, oh my God, there are artists in this world that are so talented and so can think of original ideas, like, quickly. And are they trying to save money? Is that what it is? Trying to save time? Be like, I have an idea. I saw it last night.
Maybe, like, maybe that's how people are getting jobs now, because, I mean, just the internet in general has just made it so. So it started out as everything was accessible, you know, music editing, photo editing, video editing, all accessible to us now. Hey, yay. Well, now we've all absorbed it. It's part of our lives. Shit, my 5-year-old is editing videos right now. Not good, but he's doing it. It's in our DNA now. So now what's happening is everybody's pushing all that out, and they're pushing it out for free. So then these people who are trying to get jobs at Blizzard, Activision with original ideas are just flipping through TikTok, see this dumb fucking dude's picture, and it's like, that's kind of cool. I'm going to use it because I saw it on the internet. I don't know where, because it was 3 months ago, but I'm going to pitch it as my idea because I don't know. And if I don't know, no one knows. But either way, somebody saw the picture of this weird looking thing and said, put it in Call of Duty.
Right.
So let's, like, I mean, I don't know, man. That's somebody out there is doing a stupid job. Someone's not doing their job.
That's what it is.
There's a bunch of people that have a job that shouldn't have a job.
Well, now, definitely.
Like, how many people out there could come up with such, like, shit, if the boss, if it was a ridiculous ass enough request where your boss storms in your door is like, Spano, we need a new Call of Duty Vanguard soldier idea, and we need it to be a canine. Give me something by the end of day.
Yeah.
Like, anyone could come up with that idea of something that looks completely different. Like,
completely different. Like, what are the chances?
That's not, yeah, it's not even like he was asking you to give him a detailed, fucking specific, you know, whatever the fuck. Like, just a dog soldier. That could have gone anyway. It could have been Scooby-Doo and fucking camo.
Yep.
But it was this specific fucking thing.
It's so unbelievably accurate. It's the same fucking thing. Except for I did notice that the dog on the right is right-handed. The dog on the left is left-handed. Is that a big deal?
That's so then you got to go, like, okay, so we get these, all these cases about these dudes who are cloning games and taking IPs and fan stuff. And then the big guy does it, and everybody fucking flips out. Like, whoa. Well, then, so here, let's play devil's advocate.
Sure.
Without the big guy stealing this idea would have never even seen the light of day.
So true.
Thank them.
Kind of.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, so, it's wrong because they're the big guy and they should know better. But for everything we know about gaming, that's not true. They do more wrong than we do.
Yep.
They do more wrong shit than I did as a kid. So, I don't know. Go them, man.
Go them, right? Like, it's hard to be like, well, wait a minute. Like, why are you...
They just... Oh. Microsoft needs to dissolve one of them. So, wait.
Literally? Or...
Like, dissolve the... Like, just absorb everything Blizzard and, you know, Blizzard exists no more. It's not Blizzard anymore. It's just Microsoft.
Are we talking, Roger Rabbit dip?
Or just... Oh, my God. It's dip! No, it's just that... I don't understand the Activision... The Bungie part of Activision. If that's something, and if Activision is two or what, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think that... because look, they just bought the company. They're doing such great things with Overwatch, which is their best property. And this stuff is still going on. It's still going on. Like, so even if this was just its own case, like, treat it whatever it is, there's something that's going to happen above that. Yeah. Somebody has got to be like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, who gives a shit? Like, why does that guy have a job? Why do you have a job? Why does he have a job? You got, I don't know, man.
I'd never want you to be my boss. I'm so...
Well, it would take.
Why do you have a job?
Like, what are you doing? Yeah, we had some company buy us and just hand us money, and we're still doing this.
Yeah, like this something needs to change, and we thought that it was going to change because of all, you know, that has changed. At least we thought. Did I say that right? I feel like that was a little confusing.
Some of us changed, yeah.
Yeah, but like, yeah, okay, yeah, they're not talking less to women, or, you know, but they probably are. I don't know. I like, when you see something like this, like, there's got to be some kind of, I don't know, there's got to be somebody that, like, because somebody has to approve that, right?
Yes.
And then what you do is, when you approve it, then you have, like, lawyers take a look, right?
There's just to make sure. Something called research and development. Especially nowadays, companies have people that are paid to just go on the internet and, like, search for us, constantly search for us, find every fucking thing you could find on us. Hey, we have a new character, this dog coming out. Just search for it.
Search for photos. There's something out there.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We've all done it. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, and even so, like, stealing something and working for a company that big, the dude who made it is going to see it.
Yeah, the name of the artist is Salen 5, at least that's what he goes by. It says he expects to be compensated for his work. He claims he's reached out to Activision for explanation and wishes to reach out to the media so his case can be heard. He expects the situation to be settled soon because he plays Call of Duty and wishes... Okay, so there it is. There it is right there. He fucking found it.
Imagine that.
Imagine that, right? Oh, my God. Wow. One of the most popular games in the world. You know, like, fucking stupid, man. Ugh, whatever. Stupid Activision Blizzard. I'm really glad to be back to bashing Activision Blizzard because for a while, it was like, oh, they're doing a good thing. Oh, they're doing good things. No. No, that was
because there's no Overwatch. Overwatch is dead right now. Like, there's nothing going on with it. So, like, time to fucking touch the kids.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but yeah, like, dude, whatever. I'm so sour on them. And I mean, we had an interview, okay, with the voice of Jim Raynor from StarCraft.
From Heroes of the Storm.
I didn't know you were going to say that. But literally, there is a line, I should bring it up, where I say that, like, we trust Blizzard and everything they do, and they're a great company. Like, dude, I'm like, I don't know why that just hit my brain, but I have to get that audio back so we can hear it. Which, by the way, you can go listen to that anytime. Robert Clotworthy is his name, so. Anyway, all right, let's move on. Enough bashing. Let's go to this. Grand Theft Auto 6 will have a playable female protagonist, as far as reports claim. Sure. Okay. Whatever. It's fine. Like, what's the difference? Yeah, I don't know.
Right? This is, we're done with this. We understand, we understand. It's
like, I'm not mad.
I mean, like, if you were playing Grand Theft Auto Online, which if you play Grand Theft Auto now, you're already a female if you are. Sure. Just the single player doesn't have it.
Yeah.
So congratulations, I guess. Cool. I mean, there's girls, there's main character girls in the story also that you just don't play, so.
Right. So, yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I mean, that's good. Whatever. You know, there really hasn't been, so that's fair. There's going to be multiple. There's not going to be just one. Yeah. Just like, I mean, the last one, there was three. So, like, there's going to be multiple. And, you know, one is going to be a female.
But did this even need to be reported?
Well, it's never happened. To be fair, it's never happened. So, yeah, I would say yes. I mean, we're reporting on it, right?
Right, but we're reporting on the report that it might happen. So it's not even a definite thing that it might happen.
Well, you know, we don't know anything about what's going on, but apparently what they're reportingly is that there's going to be like a Bonnie and Clyde relationship with another character. So
that'd be sweet. If it's a co-op campaign and that's
the
case.
Yeah, that would be cool. And it doesn't matter. It's a video game. It really doesn't matter what sex they are, but, you know. To some people, it does, and that's fine. There's really nothing to say about it. I did want to bring it up. I do want to bring this up. This is actually interesting. You were talking about the Steam machine. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to call it now, the Steam machine. A PlayStation has officially at least shown the mobile controller. From the company called Backbone. That's the name of the company. And I have a picture of it. And Verlaine, you can go ahead and rip it apart when you see it. What do you think?
It's just like their Xbox One.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, you probably use the Xbox One.
That or it's just like the Nintendo Switch, right? Yeah. I mean, everything is the same.
All the new phone controllers are doing this.
Yep.
The sideways. So.
Cool. It's a little more sleek because of the white PlayStation brand that they have going on right here, but yeah, there it is. Cool.
Company smart. They're totally piggybacking. Instead of just coming up like all the other brands are just coming out with their own, and it's like, hey, it's this, and people are like, whatever, maybe. Like, they're just like, really, the fucking Xbox One, I mean, they package that shit like it's an official product. Mm-hmm. And it's not, but I mean, kudos, people are buying it and they're not complaining, so it works. But fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, still, I'll just prop up my phone and get my PlayStation 4 controller and play on the cloud.
I agree.
Any game.
Well, now they have the little thing, or you could probably print it. You could print it where it attaches the PlayStation 4 controller and it like holds the phone.
The
phone. Yeah. You can kind of make your own, right? Like, you're like, ooh, idea. Yeah. Go do that, because then we can play PlayStation together, because I know you won't hook up your console ever. Do you still have that console?
Yeah, I do. I like the VR. I just haven't played for a while.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I never beat Iron Man.
Yeah.
I mean, I never beat Iron Man. Blood and Truth is awesome to go back to. I love going back to that game. And then fucking, what's that? Fire? The gun game that I played, Operation some Firewall. That game's Firewall. Sweet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, whatever. Okay. How about every Yakuza game is coming to the PlayStation Plus?
We already got them on Xbox.
Is it even news? Yeah, it is. It is. It's for the PlayStation people. It's news. Yeah. Every Yakuza game is going female. Is it even news? It would be news. That would be definitely news. There you have it. It's not much to go on. I'm kind of doing announcements here. We're not even like talking about anything right now.
But you know, it'd be a good announcement in GTA if GTA 6 introduced fucking children. That would be newsworthy, because there are no children in any GTA at all.
That's a good point.
If it's first child, yep, absolutely. The closest thing to a child is an empty stroller that you can find sometimes.
Yeah, I guess even what's his name's son was like old enough.
He's a teenager.
Right?
Like, he's like old enough to drive. He's like 20 something.
Like 18. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all of age.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I mean, you can't minor. You can't do that.
Go around murdering children.
Come on. We have games like that, actually, but they don't make those anymore. State of Emergency was one. The Call of Duty level where you go through the airport and you blow everyone away. There's children there somewhere. Maybe. I mean, that'd be weird if there's no children there. You know? I don't know. How about this one? We were talking about, some delays. Well, there is a delay. Apparently, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, has been kind of delayed, has been kind of indefinitely delays, as they're saying. This comes to, I don't know, a little surprised, but at the same time, you know, with all these delays, again, it's like, it's just another Thursday, right? It's whatever.
Do they say why, what the reasoning for it is?
It's just
most likely they don't.
Yeah, like, it doesn't really go in. It just says it's just in serious trouble.
Something's going on. I don't know, but something's going on with, maybe it's with LucasArts or with something with Star Wars, the company. Yeah. But I don't know what it is, and it's causing all of this shit. It's causing that. It's causing all the delays of everything except for Andor, the Disney Plus show. Like, everything we've been announcing is getting delayed. The mobile game is getting has been delayed, kind of. So I think, I don't know, something's going on over there. I don't care. I would rather them make a new one instead of redoing the old one.
I agree.
I remember playing one or two of these. It was like one of the only Xbox games I played because they were like not on PlayStation, I think, right? I think they were only on Xbox. I get them confused totally, but it's still like I went back and tried playing one of them when they backwards compatted it, and it didn't fucking matter. It didn't play the same as I thought it would, and it's all janky and... For the story, I guess, but shit, somebody should just get the cinematics and remaster those or completely redo them and just make a movie out of the cinematics of games like that. That'd be sweet. I would watch all the cinematics for Force Unleashed, dude. All you have to do is kind of like make something to go in between them that the gameplay fucking did.
Yeah.
That'd be beautiful. Somebody would do that.
Do it.
With all the game, every game that has cinematics, just do it. Take the game out, fill it up with some more movie.
That's not what I want. Not what I want, but okay. Yeah, that's fine. Maybe we'll do cinematics like, you know, like what you described earlier.
Oh, yeah.
The audio is like, what are they talking about? Yeah. yeah. So, yeah, whatever. We'll see. Maybe. Yeah. There. I guess there's some kind of studio shakeup, whatever that even means.
Whoa. I do want to go to Galaxy's Edge, though.
I do, too. Oh, yeah, yeah. A friend of mine just went. He was posting pictures, and I was like, I want to go. Not even a huge Star Wars fan, but I'm not a huge Harry Potter fan, and that was fucking awesome. So
I'm going to get dressed up like a droid. Mm-hmm. I'm R2, 3-2, 1. Wiped off.
What would R2, 3-2 look like in your head? What do you...
A rocket ship.
Oh, it should be like a long. That's cool. All right. Stupid. All right. We got to talk about some free games.
Ah, man, I'm all out of cash.
On the website, gamefixshow.com, Mike actually posted them up. Free games for this month. Yeah, right. It's August. The month of August. Let's start with Games with Gold. Calico. You'll need to channel the right catitude. Oh, it's a cat game.
Oh, obviously.
You gotta love that. Oh, it's a cat game. That's all I needed. Okay. We're good. But that'll be available. It is available today, to the end of the month. And then, the next one is a Scourgebringer, slash your way through a post-apocalyptic world as...
Well, yeah.
The deadliest warrior of your clan. Explore the fast-paced roguelite platformer, Scourgebringer. There you go. That'll be available August 16th through to September 15th. Check that out. The next one, Saints Row 2. You got it. It'll be available August 1st through the 15th. And then the last one is called Monaco. What's Yours is Mine. I don't know what that is, but it says, who can pull off the heist of a lifetime? Assemble a crack team of thieves and get to work. Actually, that sounds fun.
But it's one of those top-down games. It kind of looks like the games I like, but I didn't like this one. There was something about it. I don't know. Maybe it's better with... You know what? I think that's what it was. I didn't have people to play with me.
Ah. Well, maybe we'll do that.
Mayhaps.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. All right. Well, that's Games with Gold. Kind of meh, right? Meh. This kind of pisses me off. You ready for PlayStation?
Fucking ready.
Right off the top of the bat, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 cross-gen deluxe bundle. Yeah, I bought that game. And that's for free.
Yeah.
What was that, like 4 months?
Oh, was it?
When did the Tony Hawk remaster come out?
I don't remember.
I'm going to look it up right now. Tony Hawk remaster release date. June 25th. Wait a minute.
Last year.
Are you sure?
It wasn't last month. You're saying it came out like
last year. Oh yeah, it was last year. Really? Is that long? Okay, maybe I have unchecked aggression then. That's fair.
But it's a good free game, I guess, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But now I wish I wouldn't have bought it, because then I would have just got it. But
you would have known what happened a year later.
And that's true.
I knew. That's why I didn't buy it.
Okay. I know the future. The other one is Yakuza Like a Dragon. But aren't they all going to be on?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. That's what PlayStation refers to as gotcha.
Literally, this show we just announced that all the Yakuza games are coming to PlayStation.
And it's still true. They are in the form of PlayStation Plus games individually to fill in the space.
Hey, no, they're already there. They're all there.
Gotcha. Already. Is like a Dragon there too? Well, maybe that rounds it off. Maybe all of them except for that one were there, and now it's like, what? Gotcha.
And then rounded off with Little Nightmares. It is immerse yourself in Little Nightmares, a dark, whimsical tale that will confront you with your childhood fears, help six escape the Maw, a vast, mysterious vessel inhabited by corrupted souls looking for their next meal.
Just this don't sound like any of my childhood nightmares.
Well, it's their childhood nightmares, I believe. I think that's what you're... Yeah.
Sounds like a jolly good time.
You could look up all those, plus all the trailers, too, on our website, gamefixshow.com. Yes. I just realized that... Mike had never told me what his retro reboot is. I'm going to ask him, and hopefully he could tell me by the end of the show. He's around, although he said he'd be on a plane at this point, so we'll see.
I got a new game. I bought it from one of our patrons, Brett.
Do tell.
Spy versus Spy for the Nintendo. It's nothing like
Mad?
Big.
Like Mad?
Yeah, Mad Spy versus Spy.
Wait.
Have you ever played it?
Maybe.
It's cool. It's like when you play with another person, it's one of those games where I've never played with another person. So I don't know if you have to take turns doing stuff and look away from the screen is what I'm getting at. Because I have my favorite Atari game is called Seek and Find. And you have to look away from the screen when it's your turn, when you're doing the counting, so the other person can hide. Spy versus Spy. It's like split into two screens, a top and a bottom. One, the black will be on the bottom and the white on the top or whatever. And you're the one. And you're both technically in the same place, but like in different rooms. And what you want to do is you want to, whatever room you start out at, you could set traps. Like, so you're both looking for a suitcase. No, I think one hides the suitcase and then the other looks for it. But when you hide the suitcase, you're setting traps. So they're looking for the suitcase. Maybe you're both, but then, you know, he'll open the cabinet and something will punch him in the face. So he gets knocked out. So you have to either find the suitcase or you get knocked out. Like, that's how you win the game. It's pretty cool. Like, you just sit, but I don't, if it's two player, you might, like, if it's take turns, you might have to look away. Or maybe they just rely on the fact that you're too busy doing what you're doing to look at them, to look at the other screen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's fucking Spy versus Spy. It's sweet.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Retro reboot.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, so yeah, we'll see. There is something if we have time, we'll talk about this. I had a thought, and I kind of looked it up, and I looked up all of the the character properties that WB owns. So I want to go through this and see what you think as far as the next character for multiverses. Let's see, I mean, it's a huge list, so I'm just gonna like pick and choose. But we'll see what you think, right? That sounds like fun, right? Yeah, let's do that. I just made that up on the spot. All right. Next thing I want to talk about, well.
I am a robot.
That's right. It's robot news. We haven't done it in a while. There's some scientists, and I believe they call them mad scientists, right? because they do some weird fucking weird fucked up shit, right? So scientists have turned dead spiders into robot gripping claws, kind of like you know, the machine where the claw goes down and grabs the toy and, you know, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But as spiders, okay? Quick picture, if you have a, just to give you an idea. Yeah, it's that spider is dead. It doesn't look like it, but the spider is dead. And it, to me, it kind of seems like a hydraulic fluid that they're pumping in and out of it to
it's
make
air.
It right. Is it air? It's air.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I actually have a video of it. It's really weird. But yeah, if you're watching the live version, you can, or maybe not. Maybe it's not going to play. Yeah, maybe it's not going to play. That's fine. Whatever. Yeah, it's really weird. I guess I could just share the screen. Let's just do that. Yeah. Let's do that. It's really odd. I don't know what. Hold on. Okay, you see that? Look at this. How he just drops it, but then he, like, what? Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Like, okay, first of all, the question to you is why? Like, why? Why do we need this? Are they gonna animate humans? Reanimate humans?
Their reasoning for it is that they could use it to do things and at a microscopic level. But they're already doing things at a microscopic level. Another thing is that by using this tool in whatever those kind of microscopic things would be, which you need to get more control, I guess, than just it's biodegradable. So there's no waste at all. So that's what they're doing. To me, honestly, it sounds like someone was fucking dicking around and was like, whoa, look what happens. And they're like, well, we need some reason. We need something to prove we were being funded for something. Let's just do this and think of a fucking reason to have that. You know what? Spider webs is what we need from these guys. We need to figure out the formula for spider webs, not how to lift, because like,
hold on. Is that so you can like recreate Spider-Man?
No, they're already working on it. It just takes too long for a spider to make the strand. But it, I mean, the web itself can hold, 100 times its weight? So if you multiply that... No, that's science. They're already...
Stan Lee.
No, they're already doing it. It's right. Just, you know, it's spider webs. It takes too long because they have to go from the spider. Using this as a grab tool, even if it can lift 10 times its weight... You still have a needle connected to it. So at some point, you still can't lift anything else because the needle will break or like the legs. I don't know, because the muscles aren't in there. So I don't know if they're just relying on the exoskeleton that is doing the lifting now because nothing else. I don't know how bugs really work. But to me, like just because I can lift 100 pounds now when I'm dead and you're lifting my arm with yours, I don't think that counts as me lifting that anymore.
Hmm.
You know, that's pretty much like you lifting it and just my arm not tearing under the pressure.
Yeah, I don't know. This is really weird.
It is weird.
Like, why is this even a thing? Well, it's a thing.
And nobody says how many spiders had to die. If it was bees, holy fucking shit. And that's only because we don't eat fucking spider web.
Yeah.
And we should start eating spider web. Save the spiders, eat a web.
Don't do that. I'll just stick with the World Wide Web. Thank you very much. Or as Optimus Prime would say, the World Wide Web. Right? Didn't he say that? He said that in the movie. I believe so.
I don't know.
Because they asked him how he learned the language. He's like,
the World Wide Web. And the new Bays.
The first one. Yeah, the first one. I believe. Actually, I'm 100% sure. I guess so. I think so. I think I just thought of that. Yeah, I know it. Yeah, I don't know. Weird. I have one thing as far as movies goes, but let's at the end of it, let's talk about a couple of WB characters. Maybe it'll excite you on a few to see if it'll work. I don't know if they'll work, but before we do that, so apparently Tomb Raider, the movie rights as far as Tomb Raider, a bidding war has erupted between MGM what's the other? Just because it is owned by MGM. So at this point, it looks like we probably won't see another Tomb Raider movie in a very long time. Although I did actually enjoy the new Tomb Raider. I don't know if you did too, but like, I don't know if you've seen it.
No.
Like it's good action. It's a good action flick. I thought it was better action than the Angelina Jolie one. Although I probably get everybody in the chat room will probably get mad at me for saying
I watched those two. Those two are the reason why I didn't really watch any of the other ones. I was like, yeah. Okay, it's girl Indiana Jones.
You hate women, so yeah.
I fucking hate women. Because every character I am in games is a fucking not a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, except for GTA. GTA 6 will have a female protagonist.
And then I'll play a man.
And then you'll play the man. No, if it's dual, I'm going to be the man. You're going to be the woman.
I'm down. Dude, I would. You know why I play women in games, especially third-person games? Because guess what I get to look at the whole time? Not a guy's ass, I'll tell you that.
Animated boobies?
No, they're not walking backwards all the time.
Oh, animated butt.
You got it. God.
You're such a dog.
I put that one emote on. You know, I do the Widowmaker emote for you guys, right?
Yes.
The curtain call. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Be Widow, do curtain call, and keep doing it, and you will see your whole team just form up behind you.
Like, oh, yeah.
Show's over.
Show's over. Oh, it's time to fight. Let's go. Yeah. Or not, because that's what most people do in that game anyway. Or they just don't fight. They just go do their own thing. That's fine, too. All right. Well, that I don't really have any other movie news. I guess we could talk about the She-Hulk trailer.
Yeah, let's do that real quick.
Real quick. We played it at the beginning of the episode. So if you're watching it live, you may have gotten to see it. If not, you can go back and watch it. Okay. Well, so the character at the end... Let's go to the end first and then we'll go to the beginning. I believe that's a Tarantino way of doing it. Who is that?
It's Daredevil.
I know. I was just I know. Yeah, that's cool, obviously, because he's a lawyer too. So I guess that makes sense because now they're both lawyers, so they're gonna lawyer up, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not why it's cool. It's cool because it's cool? Fucking Daredevil officially. Like, we've heard it, but he's officially... This puts him officially into the MCU outside of Spider-Man.
Okay,
but
I was going to say, I was like, wait a minute. No,
in Spider-Man, he was Matt Murdock. We're actually seeing Daredevil now. Yeah. And that's sweet because Daredevil also has a new show coming out. But, I mean, again, now we're at a cool Marvel show where... I mean, they start off just saying, hey, you're going to see this fucking huge character. Who did we see in Ms. Marvel? Fucking Captain Marvel. Great. So I am very excited for this show. A, because I hate women and it's a woman who's in the thing. Dude, She-Hulk looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, she looks kind of hot as She-Hulk. I'm not going to totally. Lie.
The fact that there's all these different superheroes involved, and it seems kind of like everybody's doing that, but Marvel hasn't done that. And it's cool that like we're going to see potentially more, you know, minor heroes that, you know, don't deserve anything except for a nod. Like we're not going to get a whole movie, the Suicide Squad, on these heroes. Right. They're just going to say, hey, they exist.
I mean, Mark Ruffalo will probably be in what, two episodes? He's not going to be in the whole show. Right.
And look, if he's in the whole show, it's just going to be minor little. But yeah. Here, oh, and speaking of, so we have Wong.
Yep.
Now, this is important because at this point, Wong is not in control or in cahoots with what's his face? Bad guy Hulk. Annihilation. Is that his
name?
Yeah.
No, yeah. No. I'll think of it.
You know, so yeah, I don't know why I can't. So, he's still locked up now, all right? Remember in Shang-Chi, he was in the... He's pretty much training him how to fight. They were in the match. They were just training, and then they left.
Abomination.
Yeah. So this happens before Shang-Chi, but it is 100% relevant because her client is this guy. So this automatically...
This happens before Shang-Chi? Are you sure?
Yeah, yes, because because Abomination is locked up. Wong is approaching her for the first time.
Hmm.
and she's defending him. So something's going to get, she's going to get him off the hook. And I bet one of the stipulations is Wong has to keep an eye out on him.
Yeah.
But either way, like just right off the bat, they're doing it right. They are tying this 100% into the Marvel universe. Miss Marvel tied into Captain Marvel and the Marvel universe hilariously and kind of like in a weird way, but like, I don't know. They're doing this the right way. I think they understand what kind of went wrong the last time. It's, I mean, they're giving us Daredevil right away. They've never done that.
Yeah, and the fact that we got to see, you mentioned Abomination, the fact that we got to see Abomination in his human form,
yes,
Jim Roth, which is fucking awesome. People.
Yes.
That's cool. That's really cool. And I would imagine at some point, Tim Roth and Mark Ruffalo will meet, right? There's got to be some kind of
meeting. Yeah, dude. This is going to be crazy. We could see anything. The Red Hulk could happen. This could lead to other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, this is great. I like it. I'm on board.
I think it's happening after, because there is one scene where Wong is in a restaurant, mm-hmm. and I don't know, maybe it's just, I just saw it real quick. I need to watch it again. But because literally that was the first time I ever seen the trailer. I completely didn't watch it until then. But they're in that restaurant that they were in Shang-Chi. So I feel like
I wouldn't even know that. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So like, and that's what made me think, because like he wouldn't have been in that restaurant without him being there, without Shang-Chi being there. So like at the end of the movie, like remember it was Shang-Chi and Awkwafina, and they were talking to their friends or whatever, and he just kind of showed up behind them. It was in that restaurant. So I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do this. And will they bring in Shang-Chi? That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
And I say it all the time, this could lead into the Fantastic Four, which we know now are coming. But, I mean, She-Hulk was one of them and is a really affiliated with them in the comics. So, I don't know. I have very good hopes for the show, and we should definitely, you know, review this one.
We will. Definitely. 100%. So, but that's all I got. Oh, wait, no, wait, let's do this real quick. I know I had like an idea. Now I'm not going to do it. I'm going to start off with a big one. And I do mean a big one. King Kong. Can you see King Kong in multiverses? I think that works great, right? I don't know.
Yes.
Too big?
I think if they do Kong, if they're smart, it would be a Godzilla Kong thing. And it would either be something where, you know, you shrink down the level and somehow it'll work where you have to have two big people. Or it's just kind of like a co-op battle, or maybe something interactive. Like he's in the background fucking shit up like All-Stars used to do while you're fighting, shit's going on. But if you want to maintain like lifelike, they would take it out if he's, it could be like Donkey Kong then, if he's like human sized. It could work for an event.
Well,
I can see
Iron Giant's in the game.
And he's supposed to be really big. He is bigger than the characters, though, but is he supposed to be... I've never seen Iron Giant. Is he as big as King Kong?
He's a big dude. Maybe, yeah.
Does he shrink at all, or...?
Bocephus seems to think Iron Giant is pretty big, same size as Kong.
Oh, well, then I guess... did that, though, like, I don't know. I'd feel like it was Donkey Kong. I wouldn't feel like it was King Kong. Iron Giant, again, I don't know anything about Iron Giant. That it was just a giant, so maybe he can shrink down for this purpose, like the purpose of fighting in this whatever battle in the movie or show, whatever it is. Does he shrink size, or is he always just this huge? I don't know. I don't think in that case, I don't think it would work shrinking him down. Even Godzilla wouldn't work if you shrink Godzilla down to like Batman size. That's kind of like takes you out of it. Because everybody kind of maintains their size, like Tom and Jerry. Jerry's still fucking mouse, you know. Taz is still short. Velma's still short.
You can see Tom and Jerry, right?
They are in the game.
Oh, that's right.
It's one character,
right?
And you kind of like use it like Raiden used to be, where you shoot an electric ball and then shoot another one, and they join. I've never played him. I like for some reason haven't played him yet, but I think they're in the game.
Okay,
but everybody seems to maintain proportion.
You want
to
do another one? Another one? Oh, I don't like that one. No, we're not doing that one. That one's stupid. How about... this is going well.
Here, I'll give you one, all right?
Okay. Oh, okay, I got it. I knew what I was going to say, but go ahead.
How about Lone Star from Spaceballs?
Ooh. Now, I don't hate that at all. Bosifus, that's a good one too. Beetlejuice would be fucking sweet.
He's WB, yeah?
Is he WB? He's not listed here. He's not listed in the list that I have, and it's official. Warner Brothers. I don't know. Bosifus, he might not. Yeah. You gotta look it up, Bosifus. Who owns Beetlejuice? Let us know. Okay, wait. What did you say again? See, he totally got sidetracked.
I don't remember.
You really? You
know? Yeah, I don't remember.
All right.
I said Lone Star from Spaceballs.
Yeah, Lone Star. Well, I guess with that, I could also see Barf, right? Like, he could be like his sidekick in it, right?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I mean, obviously, you can't have the original voice, but you know. You can
probably Star would bring a Jedi to that before anyone had a Jedi in one of those games. Kind of a Jedi.
Yeah.
Who are you going to say?
The Schwartz. Aragorn.
I was thinking about Aragorn. Lord of the Rings will be in this.
Yeah.
For sure. And then you're going to be able to have Aragorn. You're going to have Lord of the Rings fighting Game of Thrones people.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Yeah. Oh, in fact, Beetlejuice is owned by Warner Brothers. That's weird. It's not in this list that I have. That's interesting. I wonder why.
Yeah, Beetlejuice, fucking for sure.
Yeah, that's weird.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, that's cool.
That would work, right?
CW. That's kind of lame. It's kind of lame. How about... It's like all these are like stupid and like, nah, that's not going to happen.
I think Neo.
Oh, that's from the Matrix. Yeah, that Neo would be the right on. That was exactly what you want to do. How about the Cowardly Lion? You could do any of them from Wizard of Oz.
If you're going to do the Cowardly Lion, you might as well put in like Barf or something.
Yeah, well,
that'd be true. Oh my God. If they went, wait, no, that's Disney, dude. Right? Well, I mean, you just go with the stories, Cowardly Lion, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
No.
Like, if they put in, look, what if they put in Michigan J. Frog?
What if?
He'd be, like, really small. I don't know what he would do.
But... All right. I got one that, honestly, if you think about it, it might work.
Uh-huh.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah, he'd be a mage, like Bugs Bunny.
Totally. He'd be like throwing chocolate and everything. But I guess with that, you would have to, you could put in like...
Oompa Loompas could be his thing.
Baruch Assault, right? You could put in Violet.
Make people turn into all the things. Prototype.
Yeah. Fucking Charlie. Put fucking Charlie in there. I don't care. Do whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Dick Dastardly. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet they put in those stupid super pets that maybe just came out.
Oh yeah, that's probably not a bad idea. What about Space Ghost?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Adult Swim stuff is able to be in there, like the Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Totally.
Dude, will do that.
I would love the Aqua Teen, but I'd love just the three of them. You know what I mean? Like
you're just one character like
team. Yeah. That would be cool. Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss. Yeah.
All those, all the fucking wacky racers.
Yep. How about Rick Flagg from
the Suicide Squad? I don't know a lot about his character.
Okay.
I mean, if they put DC characters, if they add them, like, I'm not going to be excited.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to use whatever, I'll use them, but, like, the announcement is not going to excite me like Beetlejuice would. Or Lydia. They could put Lydia from Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, over like any cool DC character. Obviously, Mortal Kombat will be in there.
Oh, yeah.
We will have Mortal Kombat characters. And if that's the case, we can kind of grab from any of that. We can get Jason, right? We can get Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Can't do Alien Predator anymore.
Ooh, that's a good one, Animaniacs.
Animaniacs.
I live in the fucking like... WB Tower, bro.
What about Freakazoid? Was that WB? It was Spielberg.
It might have been. Yeah, it might have been. Freakazoid. Yeah, that was a good show. I used to watch that one.
The Tiny Toons could be in there.
Yeah. The Munchkins from a Wizard of Oz.
What's with the Wizard of Oz? I don't want any Wizard of Oz in this.
I don't know. How about the Witch? The Witch could be in it.
Give me a different witch. Wait, well, fucking Harry Potter is WB, right?
Oh yeah, Harry Potter would be really good, actually.
Oh, Harry's gonna be in this shit. Why wouldn't
Harry's
he?
Gonna Harry?
Harry,
you're a wizard.
You're a warrior.
You're a warrior. Yeah, I don't know. Snape. We're just getting off of tangents now. Yogi fucking Bear, bro.
Hey, boo. Hey, boo boo.
I get a picnic basket. No, nothing. All right. I think we're going to leave it on that. Yeah. But yeah, this could be good. I don't know. Who knows what they're going to do? And but there's so many characters they can go with, so many IPs they have.
I would like them to grab the Hasbro IPs so that we could see like G.I. Joe and He-Man and like Transformers. Cool.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Oh man, there's so many more.
See, that's why this game is going to be good, because it's like what we used to do with the Mortal Kombat combat pack, but we get to do it constantly with this game.
No,
for once we get to be part of this, and it's not going to be gay like a character they've already used. Well, it could be.
The Tin Man's name is Tin Woodman.
Oh yeah, because he's chopping down wood.
Yeah, I know.
He's a Tin Wood, but I guess it's a legal name. You mean
Tin Woodman?
Did you know that fucking George Jetson was born yesterday?
I did. Yes, absolutely. Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. Yeah, I was good. I had it in my head, and I was like, oh, that'd be funny to mention. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Yeah, George Jetson technically was born, what was yesterday. Last month? July 31st, 2022. Yeah, that's crazy. And yeah, we still don't have flying cars.
Well, give us 30 years. I mean, in 50, we went from no cars to what we have now.
Yeah,
okay,
but
in like 70 or 100.
Yeah, but in the Back to the Future, we were supposed to have it in what, 2015? Something
yeah.
Like that. Yeah, that's like, yeah. No, that didn't happen. It's a different universe. Of course, that makes sense. Yeah, for sure.
They're on a different, yeah.
All right. We're going to leave it there. Thank you, everyone that listened to it and watched. We do appreciate that, too. GameFixShow.com is the website. All of our information is there. You guys can check out our social medias. We'd really love you guys to like, subscribe, follow, whatever. You know, we do appreciate that. And look for the retro reboot that is happening tomorrow that I don't know what it is. He never got back to me, but it's okay. He'll definitely have it. Yeah. He says that that it's already done anyway. So yeah, so we'll see that tomorrow. Like I said, always around noon, 1 o'clock. So look for that. So, I guess there's one thing left to do, and it's your world. Pay attention.
Oh shit. Here we go again.
I love you.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dino Tripodis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
And yes, Bigfoot chasers.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dino Tripodis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.